This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The latest round of computer chip wars resumed this week. On Monday, IBM, Sony, and Toshiba announced their new computer processor chip named Cell, that's spelled C-E-L-L. Then on Tuesday, Intel said it is making its Pentium line more powerful, too. Here with us is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday, regular Thursday contributor on Day to Day. Ira, tell me about this new Cell chip.
Well, this is really one of these new generation of what they call 64-bit chips. Now, I know that doesn't mean a whole lot to you, but this 64 bits is important to the computer industry because it basically describes how wide this computer highway that the data runs on. And it basically means it runs very fast and can crunch lots and lots of numbers at once. So it's very important for the gaming industry, which is where we're going to probably see this chip show up in Sony's new next-generation PlayStation 3. It's the kind of thing that could, you know, set the course for the future of computing.
You mean I'm going to have one of these in my PC if I don't already? When did these things start showing up? Are they...
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, you may already have one in your PC. If you have a Macintosh and you have the new iMac or one of the G5, it's called a G5 chip. It's not the same chip, but it is this new 64-bit technology. One of the great competitors to Intel, AMD, Advanced Micro Devices, has been making this chip for quite a while, you know, over a year, and it has been showing up in PCs.
Well, do you need to do this if you're not a video game player? I mean, if you're just kind of, I'm emailing, I'm sending some pictures back and forth.
Yeah. Probably not. Yeah. You know, the older PCs, older Macs are pretty good at just surfing, just if you're doing your word processing, if you're doing a little bit of PowerPoint, you're doing a spreadsheet here and there, you don't need this. But you see, the industry is going to take you where it wants to go. And the industry wants to go toward video processing. Everything is, you know, video. Everything is on television. Everything is is playing games. So whether you like to or not, the chip makers are going to take you there with their new chips. Now, some people say, you know, can you put this in a cell phone? You know, Alex, your cell phones now can do almost everything.
It can do so many things I already can't use it.
That's right. Well, you know, people say, well, maybe this chip is going to show up on your cell phone. But, you know, there's a design problem with this chip in that this chip needs a fan. It has to be cooled off. And I don't see you taking a cell phone with a fan running in it and sticking it up to your ear. Do you? I don't think that's going to happen. But we will be seeing it showing up probably on a desktop coming to you soon.
My general impression, Ira, is that the computer industry has been looking for something new to offer us because we all have fantastically capable computers, and maybe things have cooled down a bit in the industry. And so this chip is a way for the industry to say, hey, there's another bright new world right over the horizon.
You know, you've been an observer too long at this business. I can see because you use common sense when you think about these things. You know, you're right. Chip makers have to come up with new chips. People have to sell new computers. They have to get people to change over. And this may be one way of bringing all those Intel people who see the Mac guys using those IBM chips in their Macs are saying, hey, I want one of those, and now I can buy one of those.
Science Friday host Ira Flatow, thanks for joining us again on Thursdays on Day to Day. Thanks, Ira.
You're welcome.